afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is March the 31st of 2022, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll, and I'll ask you to be mindful of any background noise, typing, people talking outside your offices. It is picked up on the recording and interferes with the meeting. Council members, if you would please answer here to the roll call. Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Thank you. Beth Meyer? Paul Vixney?
Here.
Thank you. Allison Klein?
Here.
Thank you. And Stan DeAaron-Zeta?
Here.
Thank you. That does provide us a quorum. One more time, Beth Meyer, are you on the line? Not hearing from Beth, we'll move forward. We do have Jim Hammers, Chip Sellers, I believe Tom Campbell, Sabrina Evans on the line. And with the chair's approval, I'm Marlita Peters, and I will help facilitate your meeting today.
Hey, Marlita, Mo is on the line. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Any other staff members present?
Justin Vogel's on the line.
Thank you, Justin. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording?
Brad Schiffer.
Thank you, Brad. Anyone else? Do we have anyone representing the properties that will be discussed today? Versace Casa? Vina Food and Drink? Or Dr. Eisenberg Weinger?
We're here.
Who is this, please?
Weinger.
Thank you.
This is the...
Yes, this is who, please?
Yeah, this is Marie Eisenberg Weinger.
Thank you. Anyone else?
This conference will now be recorded.
This is Ari Sklar, the architect for the Versace, in case I'm needed, but Larry Schneider is handling the presentation.
Thank you, Ari. And what was your last name again, please?
Sklar. S like Sam, K-L-A-R.
Thank you. And Dr. Schneider, or Mr. Schneider, will be representing you?
No, Larry Schneider, yes. Larry Schneider will be representing you.
Thank you. Anyone else on the line?
Early, this is Beth Meyer. Can you hear me now?
I do hear you, Beth. Thank you for checking in.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I'm not sure why I've been on the whole time, so I apologize that...
That's fine. Thank you for letting us know you're there. Okay, any other guests on the line? Hearing none, council members, let's move ahead and approve the agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes.
Paul Vixney moved that we approve the agenda.
Seconded by Delvecchio.
Thank you. All those in favor of the agenda as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Now, council members, we would like to approve the previous minutes of December 3rd of 2021, if there are no recommended changes or corrections.
This is Joe Delvecchio. I approve the minutes. I make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I pause this for a second.
Vixney second. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Mr. Vidani, do you have our previous action by the commission on the December 2021 waiver application?
No, I'm going to jump check because the council did not meet last time, so there's no action.
Well, from the December meeting, the commission went with the recommendations of the council.
Thank you. Our first item for review today is the Versace Casa Caterina Hotel Renovation Project, waiver number 549. Mr. Sellers?
Yes. The issue is vertical accessibility to the second and third floors. The project type is historical preservation alteration, and the project progress is in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second and third floors. This is a historic hotel built in 1930 with 25,250 square feet. The hotel has 11 guest rooms, of which one is an accessible guest room and is located on an accessible route on the first floor. The proposed alteration will consist of upgrading the toilet rooms and the hotel rooms and adding a sushi bar and a retail store. The project estimated construction cost is $250,000. The applicant stated that the City of Miami Beach Historic Preservation Board has denied the installation of an elevator in the courtyard west side of the property due to the historical significance of the property and recommended that an elevator should be located inside one of the hotel rooms. In order to install the elevator inside the hotel, the applicant indicated that the alternate locations for the elevator, hallway, and office area inside any other interior area rooms were considered, and it was determined that there was no room for vertical accessibility as there is a lack of space, and the installation of an elevator will affect the historical look of the original design of the building. In addition, the City of Miami Beach Planning Development Department has noted the placement of an elevator within the interior of the hotel has the potential for irreparable damage of the 1930s building resulting from the floors and the ceilings being cut open to install an elevator. The applicant has provided documentation confirming the historical significance of the property. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of the historical nature of the property.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Mr. Schneider, do you have any comments regarding the property application? Larry Schneider, are you on the line? Since we're not hearing him, Mr. Sklar, would you like to make any comments? Mr. Sklar, Mr. Schneider.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wonder if Larry's having some kind of problem with his computer. But yeah, basically we have tried, the owner has tried to put an elevator in here, but unfortunately it's a very symmetrical building with the courtyard in the center. He's trying to speak, but Larry's having technical problems.
Yeah,
anyway, so there's a central courtyard. The structure is made of concrete block and wood. And the central courtyard is very elegant and very architecturally sensitive. So we've tried a few options, but everywhere an elevator goes, it disturbs architectural historic features, and this is one of the most important buildings to the City of Miami Beach. It's one of the most photographed in all of the country, from what we understand as well. So the Historic Preservation Board was very adamant in that they didn't want us to change the original architectural character of the structure. And that's why we're before you today.
Thank you, Mr. Sklar. Mr. Schneider, were we able to get you connected yet?
Yeah, looks like his mic is on.
Mm-hmm. Just trying to get
this. And we just called him on a cell phone, and he said he's trying.
Perhaps he needs to call in instead of trying to use his computer.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea.
And if that's the case, then Larry, you'll want to turn the volume down on your computer when you call in on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
While we're waiting for Mr. Snyder, council members, do you have any clarifying questions for either Mr. Sellers or Mr. Sklar?
This here is Joe DeVecchio. I do have a question for Mr. Sellers.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Sellers, I just want to confirm, this is a registered historical, a landmark by either the federal government and or the state of Florida?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay, I thank you for that.
Council members, anyone else have a question? Hearing none, we'll come to the council now to make recommendations. Mr. Snyder, one more opportunity. Have you been able to reach us?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we do. Thank you.
All right. I have no idea why I cannot connect, and I sincerely apologize.
Do you have any further comments?
We do have a presentation if the council would like to see it, if I can have access to the screen.
Give us just a moment.
Thank you very much.
We're hearing background noise in the meantime. If y'all could mute your phones other than Mr. Snyder.
Okay, again, this is a request of a waiver from vertical accessibility because of the issue requested by the Florida statute and by the building department. Under Florida statute 553512, we require to, a waiver can be granted from vertical accessibility. This is dealing with this issue of more than five people in a public area is what the exceptions are, but we don't meet any of those. But we do look at it from this one. The building is in question is a historical building. Let's see if I can reduce this. There we go. That helps. The building in question is an existing historical 2- and 3-story hotel. The intent of the owner is to upgrade the toilet rooms, hotel rooms, and a sushi bar and a retail store. There are existing 11 existing guest rooms. We were trying to update the application in the issue that we talked about in Mr. Sellers' presentation. There was about an accessible guest room on the first floor. That was not done. What they are doing is for accessible guest rooms, they are being provided in the hotel next door, which is also owned by the property owner, and there's access to that facility. Under alterations to qualified historical buildings and facilities, it says where the State Historical Preservation Officer or Advisory Council on Historical Preservation determines that compliance with the requirements for accessible routes, etc., you're allowed an exception, and the historical entity is allowed to do that. Under the advisory 202.5, under the alterations, it talks about the National Historical Preservation, State Historical Preservation, or local governments and private entities providing information about that. These regulations require public entities that operate historical preservation programs to give priority methods to provide physical access. There is a, you'll see on the floor plan where there is currently access to the facility that you'll have. Under Title III requirements, it says, again, it's a National Register, State Historical Preservation Order, or as designated as historical under state or local law, shall comply to the issue. Under the Title III Technical Assistance Manual, the definition of what is a historical property, those are properties that are listed or that are eligible for listing under the National Register or historical places or properties designated as historical under state or local law. This property is designated as such under the local law. The City of Miami Beach has its own following historical preservation area. There are three areas, historical districts located in the National Register for the City of Miami Beach. They are the Miami Beach Architectural District, the Art Deco, the Normandy Isles Historical District, and the North Shore Historical District. There are currently 12 local historical districts from the city of Miami Beach, 13 local historical sites, and more than 20 locally designated historical single-family homes within the city of Miami Beach. The City of Miami Beach Historical Preservation Board has denied the installation of an elevator to the property due to the historical significance and recommends as such, the authority having jurisdiction over the matter, a waiver shall be granted pursuant to section 553512. This is a copy of the letter from the Miami Beach Planning Department, which oversees the historical board. And as Mr. Sellers indicated, they are supporting that renovation of the elevator dealing. Here's the project drawings. This is the first floor. On the left-hand side is a courtyard area and a fountain. On the right-hand side is the building. In the upper right-hand corner, those of you who can see my arrow, I'm showing it over by the picture, there's a ramp on the back side of the building here that provides access and comes up through here and access into the building for accessibility. These are the pictures. This is the second floor area where there are the existing rooms. If you remember, those of you who might not be familiar with this, again, this was the Versace Villa. This was a private residence. It has now been turned into a boutique hotel, and this is what the property currently looks like. Third floor has also existing guest rooms that people were able to come by and visit the property at. There was a historical site analysis as done by Mr. Scalar, as the architect of record, who's doing the renovation to the work of this. These are the pictures showing you what the property looked like and what it currently looks like today. This is the part of the study that was done on the historical evolution of the site. The upper right-hand picture is the picture of the outdoor lower area by the fountain, and there are some dining areas inside the courtyard. This is the main entry from the street off of Ocean Boulevard. This is the, basically, it's a courtyard area, and it's open to the sky. At least it used to be. Right now, there's currently a canvas awning. These are actual pictures of the property. Again, this is, like I said, it originally was a residential property. This is the that open courtyard area where there is dining available. This is looking towards the front entry door. This is look on the east towards the ocean. This is looking down into that area where they do have that. And that area where you see the exit sign, that's at the front entry. This is the, basically it's a pool, reflecting pool area out in the lower dining area that they have. And this is part of the floor system that is very unique throughout the entire property. There's very interesting design and intricate patterns throughout the entire facility. So as we look back to this, under the alterations under 36405 under the ADA, again, you're allowed to, the local historical district is allowed to take a look at this. We note that the staff recommends granting the approval for vertical accessibility, and that concludes our visual report. Does anyone have any questions? And we thank you for the opportunity for the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Schneider. Council members, any clarifying questions for Mr. Schneider or Mr. Sklar? Hearing none, council members, it's up to you for discussion and or a motion.
This is Allison Klein. That's a beautiful hotel. I can definitely see the historic value of it. So I motion to grant the waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of historic nature.
Paul Vixney is the second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve based on historic nature, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. That concludes item number one. Now we're on item number two, the interior remodeling for Vigna Food and Drink, waiver number 548. Mr. Sellers?
Yes, the issue is vertical accessibility of the mezzanine The project type is an alteration to an existing building near a facility. The project progress is under design. The compliance estimate and amount spent on accessibility features is $53,456.03 and $102,739.55, which comes out to $156,195.58. Project construction costs over the past year, 3 years, is $206,393, which comes out to a 76% threshold for disproportionate costs. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the mezzanine of an existing one-story restaurant with a floor area of 2,968 square feet. The floor area of the mezzanine is 406 square feet. Proposed alteration will consist of upgrading the existing dining area, the kitchen, and the associated toilet rooms. In addition, the applicant is proposing to modify the existing mezzanine space so that it can be used as overflow area for dining. The project cost is $206,393 for the alteration, with $102,739.55 towards accessibility. The applicant has submitted two cost estimates of $28,736 and $28,900 for a lift, with an associated cost for installing the lift of $24,720.03. The applicant alleges substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Do we have anyone representing Xenia Food on the line?
Yes, Larry Schneider.
Go ahead, Larry.
Can I have the screen again, please? Again, good afternoon, Council. My name is Larry Schneider, an architect and accessibility consultant for the client. This is the interior remodeling for Vinya Food and Drink in Coral Gables, Florida. The issue is vertical accessibility to the mezzanine area or the upper area, and under Florida Statute 553.512, upon the determination of unnecessary, unreasonable, or extreme hardship, a waiver shall be reviewed by the Accessibility Council, and if we demonstrate the hardship in accordance with 28 CFR Section 36403(f)(1), a waiver shall be granted. And the issue is vertical accessibility to the mezzanine area. As Mr. Sellers stated, the building in question is an existing restaurant space of 2,968 square feet, with a mezzanine area of 406 square feet. The intent of the owner is to modify the existing restaurant dining area, the kitchen and toilet rooms to meet the needs of the new owners. The first floor area will be accessible, will be accessible and compliant. They would like to use the mezzanine space as an overflow area for dining. All food service and pickup will occur on the first floor. As mentioned, the estimated project budget is $203,190. Of this work, $133,490 is for work that is not associated with the alterations, and the costs that are associated with the work related to the accessibility compliance requirements to meet the 20% rule is $69,700, and then you also have the cost for the installation of the vertical platform lift, which will be $55,710. Under Section 202.4.1 of the Florida Accessibility Code, we're allowed to, you are required to spend up to 20% of the cost of the alteration to the primary function for providing accessibility. Under the, this is the Section 202.4.2 of the Florida Accessibility Code, which mimics the federal requirements. The costs that may be counted are outlined under the Section 36403(f)(1). Looking at that, when we get to that, so let's take a look at the project drawings. This is the first floor area. The entrance is on the right-hand side. There's a, mainly you come in through the entrance here. There's a service counter, which is accessible. You'll see the seating shortly. This is the kitchen and prep area, which is in the bottom center. On the left-hand side, there are four unisex toilet rooms, and 50% of those are fully accessible.
Larry, let me interrupt you a moment. We're unable to see the video that you're discussing.
There's no... Okay, so let me see why we're not... I'm not attached to you. Okay, let's go back here. Share. Are you seeing that?
No, we're seeing nothing at the moment.
Boy, talk about me and technical problems. I'm having them today. Let's try this.
Larry, Jim Hammers, I'm going to take it back and then re-issue it back. Hang
okay.
on.
Okay. All right. See, I'm going to hit share. Are you seeing my screen?
Nope.
We see you. No, we see actually Mr. Menier.
Okay, I'm not sure why I'm not seeing. Okay, I got about the bottom of the screen. It says screen. I clicked that on. Screen share. No screen share, are we?
No, sir.
Every time I click it on, it's clicking it off. Let's try this.
Try it again, Larry.
Okay, I don't know why it worked the first time and not this time.
You want to send one of us and we will put it on the screen share?
When I hit the screen, it says share my screen, and it's showing like the home screen, and I click on the word share, but apparently it's not, you're not seeing my screen at all, are you?
No, sir, we are not. Do you have it on the middle? Do you have multiple video screens on your desk?
No.
Did you provide these items in the application so that the members can pull it up and look at it? Perhaps Mr. Hammers view that in the application?
I just don't understand why it's not doing it this time. Some of it, yes, but not... this is the drawings, but there was other additional information that we provided.
Perhaps we can get to the drawings through Mr. Hammers, and then you can provide any additional information, such as quoting the statutes and the items that you're trying to bring forth.
Okay. I don't understand why it just worked, and all of a sudden now it's not working. I don't know what I am doing differently.
There you go.
Now, we got it now?
We're seeing the GoToMeeting on your screen. So if you have multiple windows open, you might want to pull the information over. And we just lost it.
Okay, that because I just clicked something. You're not seeing my screen at all right now?
No, sir, we are not. Mr. Hammers, can you pull up the building diagram?
I'm down at number 12 on the item. Which documents do you want showing?
The drawings.
Let's see if it...
Let's keep going down. Oh, forget, no, close that one out. I'm sorry. Go to the third one down. Okay, that's the floor plan that's there. As you can see on the right-hand side is the entry to the space. Next to there is the service counter. This is where you pick up your food. There is a dining area all through that, and you can see in the center is the kitchen and the wash area. On the far bottom left-hand corner is the four toilet rooms that I was talking to you about, of which 50% of them are accessible, and they are all unisex toilet rooms. If you scroll upwards on that, you will see the mezzanine floor plan, and that's the space that's being talked about, the 400 square feet. Okay, the next drawing. This is showing you the furniture layout, basically, of how this is being set up. There will be accessible seating at the counter. There will be accessible seating in the dining area. Okay, that takes care of the drawings. And this should be just like a section through this. And that's just basically showing you a section through the space where you're going up to a set of stairs to that mezzanine area. What we also submitted was the cost breakout. This is just showing for the bathroom and stuff.
Where is that cost breakout?
Right there. This is the cost for the lift. It includes the lift cost and the cost to put it in. So the total price was $53,456. Mr. Sellers has gone through the issue of the breakout of the costs. Projects. Nope, next one down. Let's go back. Go to the bottom one. Okay, here's the cost. No, that one was fine too. Go back to the one. I sincerely apologize. I have no idea why my computer is not wanting to do a thing. This was the cause of breakout, and what we did is we created two separate columns, actually three columns on the right-hand side. You'll see costs not applicable towards the modifications to the primary function, costs applicable towards accessibility, etc. The whole first section there is like demolition, so there was $17,000 of a total cost of demolition, which doesn't affect that. And this is the cost breakout to show you what the different sections are and how we got to them. So when you get down to the bottom of this, you will see the breakout. The subtotal of the whole construction was $264,000. The cost not applicable towards accessibility is $119,000. The proposed lift cost was $28,700. The applicable cost towards accessibility is $117,000. So when we put all of that together, that greatly exceeds the 20% requirement. And I'll stop right there. I don't want to go any further. I just can't give you any more information. That's all the information that we did submit.
Thank you, Mr.
Schneider. So if anyone has any questions, please, we're here to answer them for you.
Council members, any clarifying questions for Mr. Schneider or Mr. Sellers? Hearing none, council members up for discussion and or motion.
I, Paul Vixney, move that we approve his waiver on the grounds of financial hardship.
Alvecchio, second.
Thank you. Any further discussion from other council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The waiver is granted.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day. Dr. Ori Eisenberg-Weinger, waiver number 553. Mr. Sellers?
Yes. The issue is vertical accessibility of the mezzanine. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. the project progress is in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the mezzanine of an existing animal hospital with 2,500 square feet. The floor area of the mezzanine is 600 square feet. The proposed alterations will consist of modifying the existing mezzanine level to add three new exam rooms, storage, staff break room, electrical lights, and new HVAC drop. According to the applicant, all services, three exam rooms, bathrooms, pharmacy treatment, and surgery area will continue to be available on the existing first floor. The architect stated that the main level is located over a parking garage and has a post-tension concrete floor slab which cannot be cut without damaging the adjacent floor structure of that level of the building, and the placement of commercial chairlifts would either block the corridor leading to the clinic's pharmacy treatment area or require major demolition and reconfiguration of the existing floor plan and steel structures in that area. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by a condition of, or set of conditions affecting the owner, which does not affect the owners in general. Staff recommends granting the request for a waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical infeasibility.
Thank you. Do we have anyone representing this property on the line? I believe we have Mr. Eisenberg-Weinger.
Yes, this is Dr. Rory Eisenberg-Weinger. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can. Do you have any further comments, sir, on your application?
Not necessarily. First of all, thank you for your time, and thank you, Mr. Chip, for aiding us with this process. I tried to provide pictures as well as floor plans of the first floor and the proposed reconfiguration of the mezzanine floor. I think Chip has summarized it in terms of structural accessibility and inability to place the elevator. I'm more than happy to answer any questions that people may have.
Thank you. Council members, do you have any clarifying?
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I just want to clarify that there's three exam rooms and bathroom that are ADA compliant. We also contacted the national ADA and as well as the Florida Veterinary Board, just to clarify, and they're okay with us. This is just for permitting for the city of Miami, but we have gone through the length of contacting those organizations to make sure that all services, like to inform that all services will still be available on the first floor of our clinic. That's it, sorry.
Thank you, sir. Council members, any clarifying questions? Hearing none, it is open for discussion and or motion. Council members?
Yes, sir, it's Joe Delvecchio. I'd like to make a motion that we grant the waiver on grounds of technical infeasibility.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Paul Vixner, second.
Any further discussion, council members? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to grant based on technical and feasibility, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is granted. Do we have any other business to bring before the council today? Hearing none, do we have any public comments for today? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for a good meeting. It is 2:39, and we will call this meeting adjourned. Have a very good day.
Thank you
very much. Have a good day.
You too.